This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Conversation. Let your friends know, your loved ones, your unloved ones know what's going on in the show, some of the topics, some of the issues we talk about, because we do talk about a lot of things, right? And what the heck? Oh, yeah. We talk. And again, I was telling somebody today, we don't beat on Obama as much as maybe we should, but we don't beat up. On these social issues as much as we should. Although, that's kind of where the direction of the show is headed. All these crazy things that are going on around us on a daily basis that you should know about, that you should have a clue about. Here's one that should just simply drive you right out of your mind. I'm good at that, you know. I work hard at it. The Border Patrol's website now offers advice on eluding the Border Patrol. You know what that would be like? No, this would be funny. You're not going to think this is funny as I do, but here's what I think is funny. Wouldn't it be great if the police would put out a... you know how when we had the kids, you could, on Sprint, buy this product, you could pay for this product, and have little red dots as to where your kids were, where the phones were. So wouldn't it be great if you could sign up for the service with the police department, and it would tell you where every cop car was on a minute-by-minute basis? That way you know, where you could speed, where you couldn't speed, what store you could rob, it would take them the longest to get to help out, that kind of stuff. Wouldn't you like to see that, too? So apparently women, immigrants who want to enter the U.S. illegally can learn how to and where to avoid the Border Patrol from an advisory on the agency's own websites, which critics say is evidence of the Obama administration's, like, just schizophrenic approach to enforce. I mean, no. It's just their disingenuous, their dishonest approach to enforcement. Because it's easy to get in here if you know where the Border Patrol agents are, what to say to them when you get here. Safety and sanctuary can generally be found at schools, churches, hospitals, and protests where customs and border protection agents are barred under a sensitive locations policy from carrying out their duty of enforcement border security. In fact, the agency's website states that actions at such locations can only be undertaken in an emergency or with a supervisor's approval. Now, if the supervisor wants to get fired, I'm sure they would be more than happy to go do something like this. No, really, it's really got out of hand. It's really got stupid. When you think about it, it was a couple of years ago when we had the sequester or whatever it was called, where we shut down, I think it was some of the veterans mall there in Washington, D.C. And they were trying to put up, and it was Republican congressional leaders, Republican congress persons that went and pulled down all the barriers so the vets could actually get there and enjoy themselves. And the cops weren't about to stop it. The Capitol Police, they weren't interested in stopping it. I don't blame them. And where was President Clinton? I mean, he probably was there, too. Where was President Obama while this was happening? Anybody know? Right? He was intent It was in a tent on the south lawn of the White House. What was he doing? He was entertaining illegals. He was talking to them about their plight, their stories to get into this country. He wasn't interested in the vet stories, the fighting that they did, so that he could actually be president today. That's what they missed. That's what he has missed. Yeah, all those white guys that he can't stand, the fighting they did so he could be a president today. So we could have the country we have today. Anyway, the policies are meant to ensure that ICE and CBP officials and agents exercise sound judgment when enforcing federal law at or focused or sensitive locations. The funny thing about this is the Border Patrol had very few incidents before Mr. Obama came along. And all of a sudden, they're the worst agency we've got. They have to have all these rules. They have to have all these sanctions. They have to have all these things in place because they can't control themselves. What do you think? Right? Just crazy stuff. Now, while the explanation is apparently meant to show that the deference Customs and Border Protection agents how to sensitive society institutions, how to show to sensitive societal institutions and critics, including the Media Research Center, say it also tells illegal border crossers where to go if they're being pursued. Yeah, all you got to do is you got to head to a school, a church, a hospital, or bury yourself in a protest somewhere. And you're cool. You're good. I wish my mother and my aunt knew that when they came to this country. That would have been cool. They wouldn't have had to hang out at Ellis Island. They wouldn't have had to been checked, you know, treated like cattle to a degree. You know, their teeth checked and their ears checked and lice in their hair checked. All kinds of stuff checked on them before they were allowed into the country. Oh, how barbaric. So almost any illegal alien can escape the arrest by either walking with a second person in a march, attending some type of class, or finding a nearby church, medical facility, or school bus stop. Now, the Center wrote in a post, now think about that. They wrote this out as if they were writing it to, this is how disingenuous it is. They wrote it out as if they were writing it out to the agents. Wouldn't the agents be taught this in a morning briefing, in a monthly briefing, or when they went to class to learn how to be a Border Patrol agent? Why would they need it up on a public website where everybody could see it? Don't look at me like that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Head over to Facebook. It's, what is that, The Real Side Radio on Facebook. And you can also catch us on, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there on the website. What else can you do up there? Look, if you hop on the live chat room, there are smarter people than I in the chat room, and I can prove it. Just listen to what they say. Look at what they're talking about. They're boatload smarter than I am. Besides, I'm the one sitting here in the chair. And they're not. They're out. They're able to do anything they want to do. That's how I can prove to you that they're smarter than I am. Anyway, again, as I said, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Always a pleasure to have you, you know, have you in the fight with me, if you would. And that's another thing, too. I'm getting some of you guys, I'm getting emails from, you're burned out. You know, Trump is such a mistake. And you know, I'm so tired of hearing all this stuff. You're whining like a bunch of losers before you even get involved in the fight. And let me explain something to you. If you're a Facebook warrior, you're not involved in the fight. You change nobody's mind on Facebook. Okay? And if you do, it's only after, you know, 3,470,000 posts going back and forth with somebody that they kind of give in and give up. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. God, I hate this. I hate when the computers do this to me. Anyway, like I said, it's always a pleasure. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you do head over to the website, you can not only can you watch live, listen, and all that other fun stuff, but we also have a, we've got, what, 9 writers, 11 writers, whatever it is. So when you check out the website, you've got people that are writing from different points of view. Now, they all may end up in the same place, but it's definitely different points of view or different ways to get there. And you might appreciate some of their writings. Listen, I don't want you to write this down. I don't want you to forget this. Head over to evansayit.com. That's Evan. Do I really need it? E-V-A-N-S-A-Y. Why? Because we love you. S-A-Y-E-T.com. Okay? He's a conservative political comedian. Well, I'm on the show, I think, Monday or Tuesday. He's going to share his comic genius, if you would, and his insights as only he can. Be part of a very special show filmed for a comedy. Now, they're going to be filming there because it's going to be a comedy. So if you're one of those people, you know, you want to laugh loud, dress nicely because they may get you on camera. Saturday, August 27th at the El Portal Theater. And again, just head over to evansayit.com. Now, there's a 2 o'clock show and a 5 o'clock show. So you've got a dozen different ways you can catch the show with him. 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock show, Saturday, August 27th. You've got to be in Los Angeles to do it, though. You're not going to be able to see it anywhere else. You've got to come to L.A. to do it. I know. To put it in his words, it's such a schlep. Don't worry about it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Evan Sayit, had him on the show. You'll love the guy. I'm telling you, you're going to love the guy. Anyway, where was I? What was I working on? Oh, the Border Patrol. That's right. Because the best way to keep people out of the country is to tell them how to get here. Amazing. Now, in the frequently asked questions section, it explains in detail what the Customs and Border Patrol parent agency, the Department of Homeland Security, considers safe zones for illegal immigrants. So think about this. They're telling you on the website, under FAQs or frequently asked questions, where the safe zones are. Now, up there for everybody to see, it says schools such as known and licensed daycares, preschools and other early learning programs, primary schools, secondary schools, post-secondary schools up to and including colleges and universities, as well as scholastic or education-related activities or events and school bus stops that are marked and or known to the officer during periods when school children are present at the stop. That's a safe space, a safe zone. Medical treatment and health care facilities such as hospitals, doctor's offices, accredited health clinics, emergent or urgent care facilities, also safe zone. So, you know, you run into the emergency room, just sit in a chair, look like you're in pain, you'll be fine. Places of worship such as churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples. Man, look out on the church. I would drag him out and put him on the bench out front. Sorry, not in the church. He's right there. Religious and civil ceremonies or observances such as funerals and weddings. Because, you know, we've had such an influx. We've had stories. We've had reports, so many of them, on how illegals are being dragged from funerals and weddings by Border Patrol agents. It's just disgusting. During public demonstration, such as a march or a rally, critics of the Obama... Listen, this is what I don't understand. Isn't illegal illegal? If it's illegal to do something, if it's illegal to drive a car without a smog check or registration or insurance, is it okay to drive it during public demonstrations in a march or a rally? Right? Is it okay to drive it during a religious service, ceremony, observance, a funeral? You know, hey, your officer, I'm driving my car in a funeral. Come on now. Funeral procession. Get away from me. Or a wedding thing. Right? Hey, I'm driving to church. Or a synagogue or a mosque. Leave me alone. Can't do that. I'm on church property. Get away from me. I'm driving my uncle to the hospital. I'm driving me to the hospital. Can't touch the car. This is all stupid stuff, right? I mean, be stupid on purpose. Now, critics of the Obama administration's immigration policies have long complained that it undermines the mission of the border enforcement by imposing rules on agents that they say leave them unable to do their jobs, which I agree. I believe. The administration has systematically and maliciously attacked and deconstructed all phases of the border enforcement, said Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. It's to the point now where virtually nobody has to go home. ICE is no longer carrying out its core mission of, you know what its core mission is? Finding, identifying, and removing illegal aliens from the country. That's their job. Look, if he doesn't want them, he's trying to save us money. Just shut them down, El Presidente. They're pretty useless if they're not going to do their jobs. Agents are in the state of despair. Stein added, they're being turned into nursemaids, chaperones, and bus drivers. Which goes right along with what this administration really, how they really feel about law enforcement and military. They just can't stand it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Isn't that just like a wow? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. Man is blowing Dixie, double ball time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring.
You should always be listening to The Real Side. It's a pleasure having you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the crazy stories that you guys send me, I try to get to them. I don't always get to all of them. That doesn't mean I don't want to do them. And I might bring back my politically incorrect posse, my pips, my own personal pips. That's right. You could join my pips just by sending me stories. You send the stories by adding a capital TRS in the subject line. Tell me what the story is, and maybe we'll do it on the air. And then if you're one of those people that sends me stories on a regular basis, you know, I get a boatload of books every week. And not only do I not read them all, gee, there's a surprise, but I give them away. So you could be one of those people I give books away to. You just got to tell me what kind of books you like. You know, we'll take it from there. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, host. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you really want to get to me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to finish up on the Border Patrol. I mean, that's got people boiling all over the place now, right? Where the Border Patrol actually puts up on their website how to avoid them, how to stay in the country, how to get around their rules, and it's very simple. All you got to do is go read the website. Come on, that's got to infuriate you. It's making me crazy, and I'm not even, in my little world, I'm not affected by it. Now, the site does say the, agents are in a state of despair, Stein added, which is, he's the head of the Patrolmen's Association. They're being turned into nursemaids, chaperones, and bus drivers, telling people suspected of breaking the law where they can seek refuge. Makes no sense, that Jessica Vaughn director of the policy studies for the Center of Immigration Studies. She says it's schizophrenic. What the Obama administration has done is to create sanctuaries for illegal aliens and to publicize where they're at. She goes on to say this is fine for social welfare agency, but not for a law enforcement agency. No law enforcement agency would ever want to broadcast where lawbreakers can go to be shielded from consequences of their actions. Yes, when you go to the bank, we left the getaway car for you by the back door. It's filled with gas, and the keys are on the front left tire. I mean, seriously. The site does say the sensitive locations policy does not apply to places directly along the border, but warns its own agents that if they plan to move on a suspect in such a location near the border, they're expected to exercise sound judgment and common sense while taking appropriate action consistent with the goals of this policy. Huh? So, huh? No, really, huh? I don't know what this means. The site does say that the sensitive locations policy does not apply to places directly along the border. So if there's a church right there on the border, apparently, it doesn't apply. Right? And it warns its own agents that if they plan to move on a suspect near the border, right, in such a location, they're expected to exercise sound judgment and common sense while taking appropriate action. Well, of course, you just don't shoot somebody for being on the wrong side of the border. That's common sense, right? Appropriate action. Unless they pull a gun on you. They're expected to exercise sound judgment, common sense, while taking appropriate action consistent with the goals of this policy. Well, what's the goal of the policy? The goal of the policy, it seems to be, is to let as many people into the country as humanly possible. So why would you even try to find somebody at the border at that point? The CBT website also provides a toll-free number and an email address to allow illegal immigrants to report possible violations. Now, check this out. So you have a phone number and an email address where an illegal can send to say, I'm being treated poorly. I've got a border agent following me. Right? There's no number or email address that I can send saying, hey, there's a hole in the fence. I just watched 30 illegals run through the fence hole. Can't do that. I wonder how close to the border you have to be, because, you know, this is another one of those money-making things we can do. Right? So this is one of those things. If I can build a church, because I'm already a registered minister. Uh-oh. I'm already a registered minister. So we could go down to the border, and about a mile off the border, we could start a church and just charge them like $50 a head for sanctuary. Go ahead.
You know, I called ICE one time.
Just once? They didn't come get me?
I just called them once because it's totally pointless to call again.
Okay.
To give them a tip on somebody that shouldn't be here. You know what they asked me?
Are you legal?
No. They said, we need the first and last name, we need a phone number, we need an address, do you have a driver's license number? I'm not even kidding you. How am I supposed to have that stuff? Here, I have the phone number, I have the first name. Give them a call, tell them you want to use their services. We don't do that, ma'am.
That's great. That's just perfect.
Yep. So don't bother calling ICE.
No, but I'd like to call them. I say I can't do a Mexican accent really well. Or maybe we can know somebody or I'd find somebody who's good with them.
Stop with the accents, Joe Messina.
No, I like the accents. But I would love to get somebody with a Mexican accent to call them and say, you know, I'm 2 feet away from the gate. I'm over here at this mile marker on the freeway. Where can I get sanctuary? And see if they tell me. Because they may say, stay right there. We'll get somebody to go help you. I would just love that. I would see how much resource would they put into giving me a safe space?
Maybe it's a trap.
It's a trap. Yes. Always a trap. Anyway, now didn't this story infuriate you? Make you crazy, people? Seriously, it should. Ah, don't do that. I want that story. So we now have one of the framers of Obamacare. You know what he said? He came out with a story at the end of July. He says, I was wrong. Go figure. The title of the story is How I Was Wrong About Obamacare. Right? Now, the law's drafters wanted consolidation, 112 hospital mergers last year, but smaller practices have improved care better. Not really. He said, I was wrong. I was wrong about an important part of Obamacare. He says, when I joined the Obama White House to advise the president on health care, as the only physician on the National Economic Council, he said, I was deeply committed to developing the best health care reform we could to expand coverage. We wanted to improve quality and bring down the cost. He said, we worked for months to pass this landmark legislation, and I still count celebrating the passage of the Affordable Care Act with the president's one balmy spring night in 2010 as one of my greatest Washington memories. What I got wrong about Obamacare was how the change in the delivery of health care would be. How it should and would happen. He said, I believe then that the consolidation of doctors into larger physician groups was inevitable and desirable under the ACA. He said, I joined my White House health care colleagues, Ezekiel Emanuel and Nancy Ann DeParle, in writing a medical journal article arguing that these reforms will unleash forces that favor integration across the continuum through care. He said, we added that only hospitals or health plans can afford to make the necessary investments. He said, they're the only ones that have the resources to provide the care we need in the post-ACA world. Well, the consolidation we predicted has happened. Last year saw 112 mergers. That's up to 18%. You know, we have, what is it? The FTC is there to keep monopolies, keep businesses from consolidating too much. I guess we're okay with healthcare doing that. Now, I think we were wrong to favor it, he said. I still believe that organizing medicine into networks that can share information, coordinate care for patients, and manage risk is critical for delivering high-quality care and generating cost savings and improving the experience for patients. What I know now is that having every provider in the healthcare owned by a single organization is more likely to be a barrier to better healthcare than better healthcare itself. Wow. Enlightened. Well, enlightened in light of Blue Cross Blue Shield seeks up to a 45% increase for the Obamacare health plan. I'm Joe Mattini, your host, to talk about this more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all of that. You know, and interaction helps tremendously. Tell your friends and loved ones, or not so loved ones, about the show. I will not lose any sleep over it, I promise. You know what I'm saying? But head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there on the website. And the, God, you know what? where'd it go? I hate this. Oh, I know what I was talking about. Yep, Okay. Had a moment. Come on, had a moment. We were talking about the affordable health care. One of the framers of the health care, you know, what he thought would work, what he thought was the best thing for us, and not so much anymore. But why would you play with something that is one-sixth of the American economy and just, you know, jump into it 2 feet, both arms forward, head first? You haven't tried it. And actually, if anything, you've seen similar programs fail. But the president was bent on doing it because, you know what? Again, he knew better than everybody. It hasn't reached the numbers they say it was going to reach. It's causing more problems than is good. It's costing more money than they said it was going to cost. But it's a government project. Who expected anything different? Anyway, over the past 5 years, he goes on to say, published research, some of it well summarized on a Harvard Medical School site, has indicated that savings and quality improvement are generated much more often by, check this out, by independent primary care doctors. Right? Other than large, more so than large hospital-centric health systems. So in other words, these mega plans that have these big hospitals behind them, you don't get the same care that you get from an independent primary care physician. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't need a $1.2 trillion study to see if that was true or not. Right? Do you? I don't need to spend that kind of money. Look, some of the stuff is common sense. Some of the stuff, if they sat down and just simply spoke with the doctors, spoke with the nurses, spoke with the people that are actually administering this health care, I don't know. Just making me nuts. I think we have a caller on the line, right? There you go. Mike from New York. Thanks for calling. You there?
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, didn't I? Oh, there he is. Mike.
Yes.
You there?
How you doing?
Okay, good.
I haven't seen you in a
good
while.
Good, how you doing?
I usually would call. Good, I'd call in when you were on blog, you know, that other BTR thing. I found you on tonight.
Okay.
So,
oh, well, I appreciate that. Thanks for staying with it.
Oh, I'm glad to see you on there. So I said, oh, there he is. Good, I can tune in. You know, I haven't heard enough of your show to find out what your feelings are about this or... were you covering the Trump issues and everything in politics in general tonight?
We've been doing. I actually talked a little bit about his speech tonight. Wanted to know why we didn't have this Trump weeks ago, but that's just my point of view. But give me your point of view. Where is he at? Where are you at with Trump?
I think that you know the media is trying their best. They're beating the drum. The liberals are really pulling out every stop they can. And they're shoveling it against the wall. It's not a case of if it sticks, they're trying to cover the wall. They want to pile it up against the wall. They don't want to see if it sticks. They don't want people to even see that wall. And some people are buying into it. They're planting the seeds of doubt. I don't know if you remember, I spoke with you. I think your wife would remember. I feed military. And some of the guys, some of the soldiers immediately turned against him. They bought, that was a slick move what they did with the guy caught. That was a great trap that they set up for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I would expect, anything different from them.
Right. They really, that was a sharp move. And unfortunately, it worked. And it gave the media the ammunition that they needed to put a spin against Trump that they could use against him. And some of the people that are in the military automatically went to the side of the Gold Star family and said, what is he doing? How could he even? They didn't look any further. They didn't look behind the curtain.
Right.
But some of the other ones are looking behind the curtain saying, wait a minute, this whole thing is a setup. They don't buy it. So,
Mike, would it have been more palatable if Trump came out and said, listen, first and foremost, I am sorry for your loss. I am happy, not happy, but, you know, your son gave his life for the freedom of this country. I appreciate that. I give that honor, and I'm sorry for your loss. But let's get to the reality of the matter, and then laid into what they were doing. Would that have made it more palatable for some of our vets?
It would have, but I think the majority of the guys are starting to look behind that curtain. I mean, I noticed on Facebook and talking, was speaking with some of them that they were offended by you know, initially they were offended, but now they're not saying stuff. It's, we're up against quite a machine right now.
And, oh, yeah.
And you know, like one of the soldiers said, you know what it is? They're saying that he's against, how could he be against the Republicans? How could he be against, he's against any of the establishment that are out there, any of the ones that are established, because, and they're going to defend their cash cow. They want to defend their money and their game if they've had it. So they're threatened by Trump. A lot of them, the full-timers, the old good old boy system, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they are threatened by him.
Oh, Mike, the whole system is threatened by him because, you know, they can't control him. They can't tell him what to do. It's very obvious they can't control him. They can't tell him what to do, and he's not willing to bow down to their wishes. He has got to scare the bejesus out of both sides.
Yeah, he does. But you know what? The media and the rest of them that are doing these polls, they overlook, and they do the same thing with the gun control issue. It's kind of funny. They'll say 98.6% of Americans want more gun control. Well, yeah, but Ma and Pa Kettle that you never even speak with, that hold the majority of the vote, that are out there cross country, that don't go on the internet, that don't go on the radio shows, that aren't out in the street with them, they're the ones that vote though. And they're the ones.
Well, I'd even go one.
I'd
even go one step further. I agree with you. I think what they do is, yeah, you call the people in downtown New York and the high rises. They're not into guns. Same thing in Chicago and that kind of stuff. And then I want to know the question they asked. That's what I want to know. I'd like to know how you framed the question and how you asked it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm up here in Westchester, and I was very involved with the NY, you know, the 2A group. When they came out with the SAFE Act, and we fought it tooth and nail, which didn't do us any good. But luckily, two of the signers of it, two of the main people, are now enjoying jail. Luckily, glad to see Sheldon Silver and His Highness Skello. So hopefully they let them eat together for dinner and stuff. I hope they're in the facility.
But Mike, we had the same problem in California. We had a guy that was pushing for, like, you know, the strictest, to make California even harder to get guns in. He got picked up by the feds for, guess what? Gun running. Okay? He was actually bringing illegal guns in.
Yes. Yes, I remember from upstate. That was great.
Yep. Oh, you know, yeah, Leland Yee. That's great, great, great example.
Yes.
Yep. Hey, Mike, we got to get rolling here.
All right. Anyways,
yeah,
I think there are more people that support Trump than what the media wants to admit that's out
there. I agree.
They're trying to mislead everybody into thinking, and they're going to be surprised. I think in the end, then we're not going to hear a word out of them. When all of a sudden the final numbers come in, then what are they going to do? So,
well, I agree with you.
I think
you're right on with this one. Mike, yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate your time. You know, I think there's a lot of mics out there. I got news for you. If you don't think that the mainstream media is, they have now turned their machines on. If you're not paying attention, you need to poke yourself with a pin and wake up. They have turned the machine on, all right? As long as they can keep grinding out these stories, how bad Trump is, what he's doing, what he's thinking, his naked woman. I'll tell you what, I know I'm going to tee off some people here. I'd much prefer to see, what's her name, Milano? Mariano?
Melania.
Not that I want to go looking at naked women. I know this is going to come out wrong. I much rather Melania be somewhat pseudo naked on the cover of that, what is that, the New York Post, than Obama fully Mrs. Obama fully dressed on the cover of the Post. Because neither, I can't win with this one no matter where I go now, can I? Because I was thinking about how I was watching Facebook the other day, and they're trying to talk about how elegant and graceful Michelle is. There's no way you can make her elegant and graceful. And I'm not talking about her looks. It's the way she carries herself, the way she walks. Have you seen the pictures of her getting off of Air Force One or the Marine helicopter with ripped shorts? Because, you know, I guess that's cool. Improperly fitting shirts and stuff like that. But I suppose that's just me being a 1950 white, stuck-up white guy. I don't know. Maybe I need to go get some oxygen. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Stations of Time can be found up on the website. We come back. The Department of Justice objected to the $400 million payment. But the department said, hey, go pound sand. We're really not interested in what you think. And again, the fully transparent Obama administration pulls another one off on us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.